Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Our host, Bruce White, thank you for being with us this evening. It's a great honor to host InfoWars anytime I get a chance, but recently I've been holding down the 6 to 8 p.m. Central Sunday night spot. Highlight of my young life. People online, and you know, I just sit back and laugh and go, the merit of a man's body of work, if it means nothing, imagine going to a post-civilized Civil War skirmish scenario. I mean, I just don't think people have the sacred honor to do what they say that they want to do, or they propose in their, you know, in their romantic pipe dreams of patriotism. It's just my honest assessment. You know, my honest assessment. I think you all better pray that the political process turns in a different direction. I think a lot of people should pray for that. I know it's taboo. You know, I know it's not socially accepted. The two things you're never supposed to talk about, religion and politics. Well, now we're going to find a spot here in American history where we got to thread a needle, and you better pray that your politics turn out better. As a matter of fact, you better pray that you find the courage to propel your politics to a better place. Because if you don't, I don't know if you'll survive. I know I'm going to survive. Matter of fact, I don't know, because if I'm being honest, I get the spidey sense, the tingling, the hair standing up on the back of my neck, that the Democrats, the deranged Democrats here in Minnesota, are just around the corner from launching full-blown lawfare against me. Because I'm dangerous, because I understand the scam, and I can articulate the ideas to the people in a way that's digestible and makes them question their framework of reality in this country. And those of us are going to get rounded up first. I'm not sure why young Nick Fuentes is so confident he won't be rounded up as well. And maybe he's made his peace with that. And if so, there is some sacred honor to the making your peace, that martyrdom is almost a guarantee to some degree in our Christian faith and Christian theology. You know, you will be persecuted for his namesake. And maybe that's the great Achilles heel of post-Enlightenment Christianity. We've placed so much emphasis on martyrdom, the Charlie Kirk outcome, that we've forgotten there are times where Christians win the war. There are times in history where Christians do, in fact, win the war. To all my evangelical Zionists out there who prioritize Israel over America, and that is the Achilles heel to your Christian theology, might I add, that you somehow believe, and it's even remotely or vaguely appropriate to place Israel's politics ahead of America's. Traitors. Traitors to your country. The flip side of the coin, the spitting mirror image of the virtue signal Afro on CNN is the evangelical Zionist who thinks Israel's politics should come before our own. Spitting image. You're the same type of traitor. You don't understand the deep spiritual meaning of borders, which work in both directions, might I add. Borders work in both directions. Oh, we got to get solid about this intellectually. Intellectually, we got to get solid about this. Borders work in both directions, and they have deep spiritual meaning. Borders place a limit on man's unfettered ambition to be emperor, to be ruler of all, to be God. Borders place a limit on man's unfettered ambition to be God. It works in both directions. Works in both directions. Again, you're watching The Alex Jones Show here on Sunday night, live, InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White. We're going to go to a brief break. We'll be back in a moment. We're going to talk about SCOTUS, borders, much more. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones Show, Sunday night live, InfoWars, your guest host, Belly of the Beast. Central Command Center there in Texas, now vis-a-vis Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Belly of the Beast. And before the break, we were talking about borders. And so this, again, I say this for a reason. If we go to a quasi-civil war scenario, our enemies are organized. They're unified in their hatred of this country and it's what it stands for. And they will be emboldened to attack us here at home. In my opinion, if we go to a quasi-civil war sort of scenario, if the Union fractures right now, I don't believe that the regions of the country are organized enough, fit enough, physically fit enough, healthy enough, in the right type of mentality to stave off our enemies, who would almost certainly be emboldened when our northern neighbor is all but inviting foreign military men and women to join their country. I don't know that we don't end up overrun. You got to realize in a scenario like that, it's a scenario like we're seeing now. Overrun in today's world isn't going to be a foreign adversary or military making landfall here on our shores and steamrolling our military. And that's not how it's going to happen. How it's going to happen is by way of mass consensus, nationwide consensus, that some leader or some leader influenced by some foreign enemy is the rightful leader and righteous authority, rightful or righteous authority of our nation. Look at what's happening there in New York City. Mamdani's a herald of the time that we live in. And, oh, the black people there in New York City that thought that the textbook communist play isn't to penalize the layman, the average citizen, the deplorables, as Hillary Clinton would call them, that it isn't to penalize the plebs when their political pipe dreams don't go as planned. And did you black people in Queens, New York, really believe that Mom Donnie had the balls, the courage, even the fundamental, genuine desire to tax the rich? No. It was always going to be you. that's the sick part. That's the sick joke about it. It was always going to be you. And a cautionary tale for the rest of the country. It will be you. It will be you. It's not going to, you know, President Xi isn't going to have the Chinese military roll over here, make landfall, and steamroll the American military or the American insurgency that would follow, because Americans don't take the tyrannical rule lying down. No, that's not what happens. We smuggle a Trojan horse, a Manchurian candidate, right into your midst, and we tell you that it's for your own good. That's how this nation will fall. That's how this nation will come under foreign rule. And you can make an argument that it's already begun. It's begun there in New York City. the world's financial capital. It's begun right here in Minneapolis, the belly of the beast. Whether it be Tim Walz, Jacob Fry, take your pick. Omar Fateh was just a stress test. It's just a stress test to see. How communist can we go? We already got the call to prayer here in Minneapolis five times a day. Can we just put a Muslim communist straight into the Minneapolis mayor seat and people go for it? Is, you know, the plumb line liberals, the limousine liberals of the Beta Maka Sa area said no, that's a step too far. You know, we love us some socialism and communism on the margins. they're talking about marginalization, no pun intended. We like some socialism and some communism on the margins. We don't like it full blown in your face. Not yet. We're getting there. We're warming up to it. But they don't realize it effectively. And I said this the other day on my show, the Royce White Show on Real America's Voice. I said that at the highest level, communism and capitalism is two sides of the same coin. Economically, from a monetary perspective, functions the same way. This is the profound implication of the Federal Reserve and the way that our monetary policy works. So when you socialize the risk of a country, first of all, when you have a country that's lost its sacred honor, its moral and righteous center, its moral and ethical center, and the money becomes your guiding principle, and then you socialize the risk of your monetary system, you've effectively become a socialist culture. So when we say socialism, we mean Marxism, we mean communism. People of New York City thought that they voted for democratic socialism. They ended up with communism. Go figure. It's all of us. The sharp decline of our country is not so much practical as it is a concession of the philosophical. It really is. I don't mean to sound esoteric, but it really is. Philosophically, we've detached American citizenship from the rugged individualism and the guarantee of a Republican form of government that our founding fathers intended. And for that reason, we have given over to the rot of radical materialism, and subsequently, this idea that you could have a socialized monetary system and policy and not become a culturally socialist society. Man, that was a mouthful, but that's what it is. They socialized the risk. As soon as the rise of communism wasn't the election of Barry Obama. No. The rise of socialism was when the financial crisis and the housing collapse happened. And the Federal Reserve said, we're going to turn on the money machines. Money machine goes burr. That was the standing up of communism. And the subsequent quantitative easing. Socializing the risk. Saying that the corporations are too big to fail. And a lot of you Republicans went along with it. A lot of you Republicans made some strange financial workaround or paper over of the morals and the ethics or the principle that, you know, if you make a bad choice, you got to take responsibility for it. For some reason, that doesn't work for a major corporation. For some reason, we want to gerrymander that distinction. And now we're paying a cost. I think I got too far from the point, but the point is we better pray that the process bears out a righteous and genuine will of the people. Because we don't even have that philosophical house in order. And there's no real appetite for people like me. The reason you don't see me on Fox News or CNN, the reason they never bring me on MSNBC, the reason even some of your alternative conservative pundits and commentators run from me like the Black Plague is because I hold the entire culture and conversation to the highest intellectual standards. Dumb Negro that I am. They run from me like the Black Plague. Hell, Steve Bannon and Alex Jones are the only ones with the balls to even let me have a platform because they themselves are two who place a high premium on the intellectual and philosophical implications of this entire political situation we have. that the three are inextricably linked. The spiritual, intellectual, philosophical, and political are all sort of inextricably linked. Inextricably linked. But we don't believe that broadly, and that's why we better stop kidding ourselves that we want to go to the mattresses. You got to have deep moral resolve to go to the mattresses. All revolutions, the fundamental heresy of Marxism is that a society can maintain its morality without sacred honor and God, that you get righteous revolutions if you reduce the human existence down to price. The goal of Marxism is to reduce the human existence down to price, and at the bottom, inevitably, you resort to tribal warfare, and that tribal warfare will somehow bring righteous revolutions. All democratic majorities aren't made equal and righteous. All revolutions aren't made equal and righteous. I get the sense that some people believe, even on the right, just as they do on the left, that all revolutions are a net positive and righteous. When corruption owns the day, when corruption is in charge, when the status quo has become bankrupt of moral fiber, has become a shining beacon of corruption, when the status quo in power is corrupt at an absolute sort of level, people believe that all revolution is the remedy. Any revolution is the remedy. No. It both things can be true. You could have unfettered, unlimited corruption of the status quo and still yield a revolution that is even more depraved. Morality, righteousness is not a zero-sum proposition. It's just not. We're not guaranteed a balance. I mean, that idea in and of itself is a very secular humanist idea, that the natural response to a corrupt status quo, a global corrupt status quo, must be that anywhere revolution pops up, it's a great remedy. What kind of stupid secular humanist idea is that? It's retarded. Retarded is what it is. Lacks first principles. Philosophical, moral, spiritual, theological, Christian first principles. No. No, you could easily have a leader. In fact, I think Revelations warns of such a time where the world is in a bad way, and a false prophet who knows the scripture, who understands the scripture, who has command of the scripture, who has command of an intellect that is supernatural, charming, comes to power. Be careful. Be careful who you follow and who you listen to in these hours. Vet everything. Listen to people. Get your fill. I'm not trying to restrict you, but I am telling you to be cautious. There's a reason. I mean, just take your pick. Take your pick, the who's who of alternative conservative sources and outlets. Take your pick of why they don't want to cross swords with yours truly. Fear. Fear. They fear me. But more importantly, they fear the animating spirit. That if we want to race to the bottom, if we want to unravel and unwind everything that we've accomplished to this point, then we're going to do it at the highest, with the highest level of intellectual rigor. People talk a lot, but they're not so interested in that. They're not so interested in that course of action, which is how we got to this place we're in now, which is how we got here. People had a bunch of opinions, not rooted in anything concrete. And even if you're right, two times a day is a broken clock. The question is, are your first principles in order? And even more so, as America has grown and aged and evolved, have we really evolved? At the same time as your core principles have to stay rooted in reality, there's also a call and a duty to evolve, to let the consciousness and the curiosity that we've been imbued with by divine favor. Do we push ourselves intellectually to evolve the underpinning culture? Well, the progressives would say, yes, it's called progressivism. They understand it theoretically because they're Satanists. They understand that mankind has a natural tilt toward curiosity, that the intellect and the spirit are inextricably linked, and the human consciousness longs for freedom and the truth. So naturally, an evolution is desirable. And we can weaponize the word progress or evolution to make people think the benchmark of intellectual evolution in our society is that a man could cut his penis off and magically become a woman. What's the counter? What's our conscientious conservative counterpoint? Well, we had Jordan Peterson. We have Jordan Peterson. And he's as, profound and intellectual as we've produced. Got himself caught up with the Daily Wire. Got himself on the Israel First side of things. All due respect to him. Has to sort that out in his own mind before he can return to a place of credibility. And I'm not taking anything away from his body of work. Can't even be quantified what Jordan Peterson, the quantum leap in cultural evolution that Jordan Peterson added to America, to Western society, to the entire world from a philosophical and psychological standpoint. It can't even be quantified, yet still comes with its flaws, as we all do. Like King David, a man after the Lord's own heart, but he was covetous. So nothing's going to be perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect. But people can strive to be profound, and we should strive for profound results. The reason why people love sports, back to the beginning, the real reason why people love sports, why people are drawn and attracted to sports, is because they want to see something that seems almost impossible. They want to see something that seems almost impossible. They want to see that happen. They want to see something take place. They want to see human beings do something that is almost impossible. Like winning a game-winning goal in the men's hockey Olympic championship. It's a moment. It's a moment. You can feel it when you watch it. The hair stand up on the back of your neck. There's almost a supernatural euphoria that comes over you because you've witnessed something that is so, improbable. It can only be quantified as a miracle. That's our best way to sort of categorize, even though it's kind of false in that sense that it's not a miracle. But the reason is that we love sports, and part of the reason why we play sports and we yearn for a competition that can bring us those type of moments. Some would say it's because we've lost the potential, the probability, the spiritual footing to witness real miracles in our everyday life. Divine miracles. So we supplement them through sports. President Trump almost shot, almost had his head blown off. Goosebumps. I still remember where I was when I saw it. Goosebumps. The hair stood up on the back of my neck. Thought we may be going to civil war then. And I think if President Trump had been shot and killed that day, you'd see some quasi-civil war skirmishes. God had better plans for us. God saw a better route. A reprieve. We better remember that. We get so lost in the next day's news, we lose sight of all of the important and iconic moments. And that's the point I was making about the USA men's hockey team winning today. An iconic moment. We must remember the history, not get lost in it, but remember it. Remember it for its important touch points, especially as we move forward. Never forget, the president was almost shot in the head. He survived it. God reached a divine intervention. Charlie Kirk wasn't so lucky. There's people out there say, "Oh, President Trump's assassination was a, you know, was a fake. Charlie Kirk's assassination is a fake." I mean, hey, if you know, are they faking the information? Is the investigation a fake? Is are there things we're not being told? For sure. Is Charlie Kirk dead? I believe so. Do aliens exist? I don't know. Did four bullets go past President Trump's head? I'm pretty confident. And if that's the case, did God reach his hand down on society and save us from a very violent and suffering scenario? I would say so. And I would say we show a deep lack of gratitude, all things considered. Deep, deep lack of gratitude. Need I say gratitude is at the beginning of grace? So let's pray that the political process turns out better. That the Minnesota Republicans see the value in not endorsing or nominating an NFL sideline reporter who openly talks about pro-choice, and I'm going to run the Michelle Tafoya clip. There in the production room, there's a Michelle Tafoya clip I'm going to send you guys here at the break, and I want you to get it ready for the audience. There's an arrogance. There's a flippantness about some of these political wedge issues that you can just feel on a person when they're talking. You can tell when a person isn't genuine these days. More and more, I'm starting to be able to give a person a once over, and not genuine. Something ain't right. It's like the Afro, the virtue signal Afro. Something ain't right. I don't like his disposition. You got a funky disposition. Under better times, be a little bit more lenient. When we're at war, and the future of our nation hangs in the balance, a little more strict on the guidelines. Got to come together as a nation now. Have to come together as a nation. Have to find a way to muscle through the propaganda and the polarization, and come together. Come together. Unite. Not under false auspices. Not sing kumbaya. Not the happy talk. But the real, rigorous, intellectual evolution that we need. The ideas. Fundamentals first. Back to the basics. We got to have a border. Anybody who says that we shouldn't have a border is a traitor. Anybody who says that we shouldn't have a border doesn't deserve their freedom, or certainly the false security they've traded it for. You're watching the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live. This is InfoWars. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Got you for another half hour. Talk about the SCOTUS decision. Hope you're enjoying the show. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts and have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. It's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, everything gets a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit. or Irish Sea Moss or bovine colostrum that's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Backup Network and the site. There's all sorts of behind the scenes attacking them. They're big boys too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But I mean, these are Patriots. Just go to the site, upper right hand corner, VIP Club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money. Dishevel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You know, say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country, $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you've spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless, other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP, VIP, VIP. And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. It's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom. Because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com.
Abortion, stupid. You know the old phrase, it's the economy, stupid, about what drives elections, what drives voters? Well, right now it might be it's the border, stupid. But in 2022, it was abortion. In the wake of Roe v. Wade being struck down by the Supreme Court, everyone went crazy. Hair was on fire. They're going to ban abortion. And some people threatened to ban abortion. Here in my home state of Minnesota, one of the guys running for governor said, we're going to ban abortion. Dumb, 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 dumb. Just stupid. Republicans, if they want to win anything in the future, better get their messaging right on abortion. Because guess what? Pro-lifers aren't going to suddenly vote Democrat if the Republicans get a little more liberal on abortion.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, the buried lead straight to you from the D.C. swamp. Another creature from the swamp. And they just all have the same sort of disingenuous disposition, don't they? It's abortion, stupid. It's abortion, stupid. You all are stupid for holding the line on a fundamental Christian sort of moral issue. It's abortion, stupid. No nuance, no explanation, just unabashedly anti-Christian. And, you know, that has overwhelmingly been what we've seen as the remedy as David Frum put it. And again, I always recommend people go back and watch the 2016 Monk debate between Steve Bannon and David Frum in Toronto. And in the beginning of that argument, David Frum opens up by saying, one of the most shocking things I think I've ever heard in my entire life, he said, the point of conservatism is to conserve what is the best of liberalism. I thought to myself, holy cow, that's the buried lead, isn't that? I mean, that's the quiet part out loud. The point of conservatism was to conserve what is the best of liberalism. Tells us exactly how we got to where we are today, where Michelle Tafoya comes from, the Bush, McConnell, D.C., conservative cabal. Yeah, I mean, hey, proceed. Make your choice and live with your decision. You know, I come on here every Sunday evening and will continue to as long as Alex Jones allows it. And I don't have any notes here. I don't need any notes. Just am who I am. I am who I am. I don't really need a co-signature. I'm not looking for one. That's why you only see me in select places. I don't grovel. I don't beg people to be on their platform. If I get a chance, I go on and I say what I think it is. And you know, sometimes, oftentimes, you get good feedback and a good response. I hope you're enjoying the show this evening. But the signal goes out. It says, stay away from that Negro. That Negro there, whew, he's going to bring it. He's going to bring it every time. He's going to put it right in your face. All signal, no noise. The referendum of the entire American Christian community is in the wake of Charlie Kirk's brutal assassination. Will we hitch our wagon to a pro-choice sideline puppet? A pro-choice sideline puppet in pursuit of political victory? Will we forsake the moral and ethical considerations in pursuit of political victory? Make your choice and live with your decision. I guarantee it has consequences. Sometimes they're immediate, sometimes unintended, sometimes unforeseeable. Sometimes they go unacknowledged. Sometimes you don't realize the consequences until much further down the road. Spiritual really works in that way. The spiritual consequences, the spiritual ramifications are usually delayed. You think it's by accident that Mitch McConnell's lost his mind? That Mitch McConnell's lost his cognitive function? It's the same thing we saw with Joe Biden. It's the same thing we see with all these people whose souls have been sold, ripped apart and sewn back together again to stand up there as puppets. And I'm not saying everybody who suffers from dementia suffers from a spiritual crisis, but what I am saying is there are a ton of people who don't see the link between the breakdown of cognitive function and the fracturing of their mind, by way of the spiritual. There are plenty of people who do not even remotely give that enough credence. You're Satanist. Money is your God. Power is your God. Social status is your God. The lie becomes your God. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before you break at the seams. Especially in your older age. Cautionary tale to you boomers out there. Everybody's day is coming. Bunch of middle-aged white men in Minnesota, bunch of conservatives, have Michelle Tafoya rolled out. And you're all clapping like seals. Why? Because you would like to get laid by her in your 20-year-ago pipe, you know, your 20-year-ago wet dreams. You're pathetic. You're pathetic. You're overweight. You're doubtful. You're half-cocked Christians, and you prove it. You're half-cocked Christians, you're half-cocked conservatives, and you prove it when a Michelle Tafoya gets wheeled out by Mitch McConnell and his band of running dogs, and you all have a premature ejaculation. And they'll say that's, you know, that's too vulgar. That's not Christian enough, Royce. So you're not a palatable or likable candidate. I like that. I like that. I like being that guy. That's why I started at 34. Because maybe it takes you another 4 years. Maybe it takes you another 8 years. Maybe it takes you another 20. And right about the time you're ready for a real patriot to lead this nation back to prosperity, I'll be 54 years old. Still in my prime. Still strong. They don't kill me first. Because I tell the truth. Michelle Tafoya, just blows my mind that this is even a real situation that I'm living in. It's like the Truman Show. You feel me? It's weird. It's a strange thing to live through. But there are a bunch of strangities. There are a bunch of strange things going on here in our society. So I'm not shocked, but nevertheless, I'm still surprised. What in the world am I? What am I involved in here? Michelle Tafoya? Hi, I'm Michelle Tafoya, sideline reporter. Here's a real athlete, and I'm going to go to as some type of, you know, a brief intermission of the play, the real competition, to bring you some fluffy sideline fixture of the entire spectacle. It's like, in what world? I could do without the sideline commentary. I don't even like the sideline commentary. I don't even like sideline commentators. I don't even think they're a real part of the game. I'm an athlete. It's like when I grab a rebound through traffic in the paint with five other grown men, full grown, very, very exceptionally sized grown men. Pause. It's a little bit crazy. Strong men. And I find a way to muscle through nine other grown men and grab a rebound. And I smack the ball. And I get my head up the court, and I'm pushing that ball down the court. I'm pushing that ball up the court, down the court. And I make a quick move in real time, a quick adjustment, a quick reaction in real time. Crossover, behind the back, spin, whatever it is, in and out. Sometimes you just got to plow right through a person's face. Evade another defender. Fake a pass, go up and dunk the ball. With two hands, and you had that visceral animalistic scream, because the ref, despite your aggression and your physical and imposing will, he still saw that the contact made interfered with the progress of the movement and the play. Gives you a foul, you get the and one, and you let out that visceral scream when you see. Which is why they want to put them all in dresses, which is why the same people like Michelle Tafoya who want to puppet the pro-choice political cultural wedge issue are the same sort of suburban white liberal women that get their own sort of premature ejaculation every time they see a strong alpha masculine man make an incredible human feat of physical prowess. They love putting that guy in a dress. They get off on it. Conservative men who like their women with strong masculine voices, you should be ashamed of yourself. You deserve our shame. You Tafoyaites out there. You deserve our criticism and our shame. Love you, a moderate milquetoast woman with, it's almost like you like being dominated by them. I think that's what it is. Weak men love being dominated by women. It's what it is. It's why you like Nikki Haley. Some of you like Nikki Haley because she's like a strong, she's like a strong woman who will tell you off. She'll like check you. It's like, you're not checking me. Sorry, Nikki. Sorry, Nikki Haley. Sorry, Michelle Tafoya. And they're the same person, by the way. Same vertical. Same Republican donor money, if you didn't know. Now you know. Same exact special interest and lobby money. Same verticals. Maybe different, but same. You know, different, but same. Same, same. They're the same. Michelle Tafoya is the Minnesota version of Nikki Haley. Although Nikki's smart, Nikki at least is smart enough to realize, or at least even out of her own political expediency, she realizes that she can't have a pro-choice platform in South Carolina. They're smart enough to iron that part out, at least. In Minnesota, I mean, they're just going full-blown identity politics on you. It's an embarrassment. And if there's any other shining example of the real schism of moral clarity and philosophy in the conservative movement, look no further than the United States Supreme Court. Boy, take a deep breath here. United States Supreme Court rules against the tariffs. If we can't get the United States Supreme Court to support the tariffs, which, like Chief Justice, Justice Clarence Thomas stated so eloquently, the power of tariffs has been in the hands of the president since the 1970s for generations. Almost 50 years, people forget, because the 70s is considered one of the golden eras of American history. I think everybody feels like the 70s was just yesterday. Then, no matter what era or decade we're in, it always feels like the 70s was just yesterday, because it was the golden era of America in many ways, many respects. At least from a cultural standpoint. Because we come out of the civil rights era and seemed to be a brief moment of racial harmony. And, you know, America was, you know, large and in charge economically. So the 70s always feels like it was just yesterday, but it was really 50 years ago, guys. 50 years. Also because the boomers make up such a predominant demographic in our country. Another reason why the 70s feels like it was just yesterday, but it was 50 years ago. Meaning the power of tariffs, tariff power being in the president's hands, has been in the president's hands, given to him by Congress for half a century. Half a century, guys. If we're having problems calling the balls and strikes on tariffs, imagine when we get to the security of our elections. Full-blown constitutional crisis is on the horizon. Full-blown constitutional crisis. It's going to make immigration enforcement look like a beautiful day in the park. What an embarrassment. What an embarrassment that the Supreme Court would make such a ruling. Shocking, but not surprising. And they'll hit you with the intellectual bona fides and gravitas, and everybody's credentialized, and we have a nation ruled by lawyers. Like I said last week, and I believe, that the fundamental difference between us and our national mortal enemy, the Chinese Communist Party, is not our economic philosophy. No, because at the highest level, crony capitalism and communism works effectively the same way. The fundamental difference between us and the Chinese Communist Party is, A, they believe the government should be the highest authority of the society. We believe that the rugged individualist, a sovereign individual in a republic, is the highest form of society, the highest authority in society, only transcended by God himself. and the intersection of clarity, moral clarity, where humans try to integrate faith and divine favor into our governance and politics. Our governance, our politics is the gap that we intentionally leave open to aim ourselves and point ourselves toward God. Intentionally, we leave it open. Now, some in this country don't believe in that sort of thing, which is why we're losing a war from within, from our own United States Supreme Court, where they're more impressed with their interpretation of jurisprudence than they are the prosperity and well-being of the American people. They are willing to let this country die, let this country crash and burn, if they get to uphold their own esoteric interpretation of the law. Which is a miscarriage of the law, by the way. It actually is a miscarriage of the law. And it's not lost on me, and it shouldn't be lost on you either, that special interests and lobbies work within the judiciary as well. It's why George Soros funded so many district attorneys and judges. And, by the way, they all come from the law schools that have been liberalized over the same 50-year time period, and they tend to lean liberal, just like David Frum said. The point of the conservative movement is to conserve what is the best of liberalism. They're just a bunch of liberal attorneys when push comes to shove. And the reason why Clarence Thomas, Justice Thomas, is always holding the line is because there's something about a black conservative that even rejects the sort of milquetoast moderate conservatism of these middle white American rhinos. I know you're not going to like that. Don't make it about race, Royce. Don't make it about race. There's a reason why Alito and Clarence Thomas, and you could even throw Kavanaugh in there, who came through a rough, rough Me Too attack in his confirmation process. He's got a chip on his shoulder, too, because the dividing line is clear. These dudes understand they're real dudes. Again, back to my initial point. They're proving it. They're dudes. They're real dudes. They understand the crisis that we're currently in. If money is your guiding principle and you don't view your economy, your trade policy, your economic policy as a fundamental pillar of national security, you don't even deserve to call yourself an officer of the court, much less a Supreme Court justice. It's embarrassing. We need term limits on the Supreme Court. Term limits on the Supreme Court. I expect I'll get a heavy dose of lawfare brung down on me from some place of this high court of high priests. Oh, my goodness. Supreme Court. Don't drop the sword of Damocles on me. Oh, high priests. I don't like legalese. I don't like Chinese. I don't like Portuguese. I don't like legalese. Some good old-fashioned Americanism in this country. It's what we need at all levels. Nation ruled by lawyers. We're a nation ruled by globalist lawyers versus a nation ruled by ethno-nationalist engineers. And that's fine, because the founding of this country was a legal framework and founding. So we do place an emphasis on the rule of law, and there is nothing wrong with that. In fact, our founding fathers were brilliant in that the thought process, the consideration, the curiosity of legal interpretation And the gap, again, between God and righteousness, something that's sort of esoteric and hard to really pin down and quantify, and the ambition to govern from a righteous standpoint, lends something to a society and a culture in the same way that capitalism, a free market, in the same way that capitalism and let's say independent entrepreneurship lends to innovation. There's something to be said for that gap that we leave. But then we have to emphasize teaching our young people, our students, the fundamentals of how to think critically, the importance of the human curiosity, and most importantly, the aim of moral and righteous ethics. Ethics, then institutions. We've lost that. We've lost that. And you can make an argument. You could make a real argument that in a face-off between a nation ruled by ethno-nationalist engineers and a nation ruled by globalist lawyers, we're already at a strategic disadvantage. Even if we had nationalist lawyers, even that would be maybe a strategic disadvantage in the material world against ethno-nationalist engineers. But you are almost certainly doomed if the high priests of your society are more globalist in their worldview, in their political philosophy, in their spirit, versus an ethno-national country who is ruled by ethno-national engineers. Ruled by engineers versus ruled by lawyers. The number one takeaway from the show this evening, this Sunday evening, the fundamental difference, the Achilles heel of our nation in a growing, fast approaching conflict with the Chinese Communist Party, is they're a nation ruled by ethno-national engineers, and we're a nation ruled by globalist attorneys, lawyers. Where is your sacred honor? Where is your sacred honor? It's been another Sunday evening, Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for being here. I appreciate your listenership and viewership today and in the future. God bless you. God bless America. Tomorrow, 7 a.m. Central. Tune in on Rumble, the White House, Free People Radio. Thank you.
Today and tomorrow are the last days to get 100 times X entries into the amazing raffle. It only happens every few months where both of the offerings of the Shelby Mustang and the awesome Ford off-road truck, 100X for every dollar you spend on the store, put into the raffle, you get put in for just the next 2 days, is all that's left, to get both vehicles. There's a time where there's a crossover for 1 week. That ends tomorrow. Every order in the site for a very limited time, it's probably just last throughout the weekend, I'm told, is this hat. And this is a classic design that I put out on InfoWars like 20 years ago. I noticed everybody else copied it, which is cool. I just go, why don't we have that classic design back? So they brought it back, and it's a ring of, 13 stars around 1776. And it's simple, it's clean, and a leftist probably won't kill you or murder you for it. You know, if you have like a MAGA or InfoWars hat, that's a real adventure. This is just at the airport or wherever, the store, hey, patriots know. And it's just exciting, spreads the word. So every order, on top of the sales that are already there, for a limited time, it's a free 1776 ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the store, become a VIP for $30 a month. You can cancel any time for free. Instantly, you get $40 to spend each month. The minute you click that button for $30, you get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers, special sales, top everything. So anybody buying anything should be a VIP. And it's really no commitment. You just get better deals. Cancel any time for free. One click in your profile. Everyone should be a VIP. Also, sometimes stuff runs out and sells out. You don't want to happen? Become a subscriber. Cancel any time. They hold it back for you at the biggest discounts as well. Become a VIP. Become a subscriber. But regardless, share the live feeds of the show. Tell folks about those local AM and FM stations, cable stations, because that's how we reach the people and that's how we change the world. The whole globalist house of cards is coming down. We've been vindicated. You've been vindicated. Nothing's going to stop that. Stay with us. Massive guest straight ahead.